Hi there, it's Rocket in here again. How are you doing? Hope you are doing great. So today's weather here, it's been cloudy and rainy the entire day. Up in the mountain, we have a snowstorm warning. And when the rain stopped for a while, I decided to go for a walk rather than, you know, walking or running on my treadmill because I like the outdoor. And the outdoor to me is something that I enjoy because I get inspiration as well, energized from it. And now I am back and I am going to do a podcast. For today's podcast, it will be the first day of issue for the American Art Series. As usual, this was written by Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Executive Committee from the Foxborough Company in the 1960s. The letter dated February 28, 1973, Mr. G. Lubriere, General Foreman, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70607. Dear Mr. Lubriere, during the lifetime of George Gershwin, recipient of this special commemorative, his great melodies were accorded immediate recognition and acceptance along Tin Pan Alley. Since then, they have comfortably settled in, have become a part of the American scene, a rich tradition to our musical rendition and heritage. Such well-known works as Porgy and Bess, Rhapsody in Blue, Concerto in F, among others, establish Gershwin as a modern musical trendsetter. In fact, a contemporary and a critique went so far as to compare him in favorable terms with such luminaries as Wagner, Debussy, and Stravinsky. Next paragraph. All of Gershwin's music, however, was not intended for serious white tie and tails rendition. Gershwin's songs also were light, airy, infectious. He flooded Tin Pan Alley with some 400 memorable foot-tapping tunes, melodies like Shawnee, I Got Rhythm, Lisa, As Wonderful, They Can Take That Away From Me, and many, many more. Next paragraph. As the risk now of hitting a slightly off keynote, we want to take a moment where to rhapsodize briefly about still another matter. Our fine products, with their unmistakably capacity for rhythm and a smooth beat. Tin Pan Alley never heard of Foxborough instrumented controls, but behind the facade of such fanciful nomenclature as Tin Pan Alley, right back to actual making of tin pans themselves, manufacturing plants, home-pleasing, economical tunes, because Foxborough instruments, including our computerized digital controls, are humdingers, if you'll excuse the expression. They're not only helping to make production of tin plate reach new height, but other essential too: food, paper, chemical, steel, power, gasoline, and oil. Last paragraph. Music had charm, or so we're told, creates captivating harmonies. We think our products make beautiful music also. We would like to try them. Would you like to try them? If you are so minded, they might just help put a song in your heart. Sincerely, the Foxborough Company, Rexford Abersol. I like this. It makes me smile. I'm going to actually going to Google this, the American Art Series, and see what he was talking about. But this one has so much words that is so new to me. And I do like learning, so I'm going to go and do my own research. This is it. Thank you for listening, and you do come back again, okay? Bye.